Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Vilma is ringing a bell outside of Copperfields in Petaluma to collect money for the Salvation Army. She has the holidays on her mind, but she couldn't be less concerned about a certain impending apocalypse just a few days away.
Oh, on Friday? Right. Not worried about it because it's not going to happen.
At least some of her townsfolk are more concerned. Here is what Bill is doing to prepare.
Well, I'm going to the bank, and I'm going to take all my money out and make sure that I have plenty of Doritos and beer. And then I'm going to watch Adult Swim.
While Bill enjoys his cartoons, and I attend an end-of-the-world party in Oakland, wild internet rumors claim that the Earth's magnetic poles could flip, gravity could reverse, the Earth could be hit by a planet or asteroid or even swallowed by a black hole.
I know that there are people who are very concerned about it.
Rick Luttman teaches a class about the mathematics of indigenous people at Sonoma State University, in which he covers the Mayan calendar in depth. So what is the fuss, or the lack of it, about? Some doomsdayers worry the ancient Mayans, who were skilled astronomers, could predict something would happen to the Earth far in the future and chose to end their calendar on that date. Of course, it's not that simple.
First of all, they had two calendars. One is a sacred calendar called the Tzolk'in. The other is a secular calendar called the Hab.
Mayans kept track of days by their sacred and secular date, similar to the way we name days by a day of the week and a day of the month, Friday, December 21st, for example. But December 21st falls on a Friday once every 7 years or so, so we need a way to be more specific than that. Mayans had the same problem.
A given sacred-secular combination would continually recur. It would nail it down within a 52-year period, but their civilization existed for many centuries. So how did they distinguish them? Well, they did it in much the same way we do.
They measured events from a base date, much as our calendar uses an old estimate of the birth of Christ as its base date.
The curious thing is that this date is very, very far in the past. It was August 13th, 3114 B.C., way before we have any record of their civilization existing. Now, they conceived that there were great eras that consisted of 13 baktuns.
A baktun is a measurement of time spanning 144,000 days, or about 400 years.
That's almost 5,200 years. Their calendar is going to reach a major milestone on December, well, some people say the 21st and some the 23rd, the exact correlation, a bit ambiguous.
So Friday or Sunday, depending on which date you want to believe, is the anniversary of the Mayan calendar's base date.
Does that mean the world's going to end? The Maya didn't think so. They do, after all, speak about events that occurred before 3114 BC. They were mostly mythological, and they also refer to events that are going to happen far in the future. I think there's one maybe as long as 4700 in the future. We're only at 2012 now.
The idea that the world will end is actually a very Western notion, scholars say. According to the Maya, after this anniversary, the cycle will simply begin anew. No fiery destruction, no disappearing into a black hole, and for Luttman, no getting out of grading final exams.
If I really believed in the prophecy, I'd wait till after the 21st of December just in case. No point in doing all that with my last week on Earth.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton. Still planning on attending an end-of-the-world party.